God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a special interactive message. The Encouraging Word. Welcome to this time of Bible study with Dr. Don Wilton. And in reality, we pray that every message is interactive. We hear God's word, we apply God's word to our own life, and we see how it changes us every single day. But today, even more so, Dr. Don's going to ask you to grab a little bit of juice or water or bread or cracker and celebrate the Lord's Supper with us. This is so much more than just a tradition. This is an opportunity for us to honor and to remember what Jesus has done for us. And as Jesus would say, to remember until he comes again. As we study the Word, know that we're here for you as well. We'd love to pray with you at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673 or online at tewonline.org. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
I'm going to ask you to open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 26. Are you going to need your Bibles today? Let me just say this to you. Jesus had to die. Many people ask that question. Did Jesus have to go to the cross? Did he have to die? Well, the answer to that is yes. And the Bible tells us clearly so. And so it is, I'm going to read to you in Matthew chapter 26 just to set the scene today. And then I'm going to give you seven reasons that the Bible tells us that Jesus had to die. We're going to be going to seven different passages. Now, folks, listen to this. There is only one answer to what we're experiencing. God tells us in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will forgive, then I will heal their land. Do you believe that God answers prayer? I do. This is Palm Sunday. The journey begins. Jesus' journey to the cross. And the passage I'm about to read to you is the picture of Jesus taking his 12 disciples into the upper room. And there he was going to celebrate with them Passover. What is Passover? The children of Israel in bondage. The angel of death was sent by God to kill all the firstborn in the house of Pharaoh. The means by which the firstborn did not die was they had to put the blood of the lamb over the doorpost of their home. When the angel of death approached their home, he saw the blood of the lamb. And he passed over the home because the price had been paid. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, slain from before the foundation of the world. And when he went to the cross, he shed his blood in order that the doorposts of our hearts would be painted over with the blood of Jesus. This is the new covenant because of Jesus' blood. And when the angel of death pays us a visit, he cannot take our lives because he passes over us because the blood of Jesus has given us eternal life in Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Listen to what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 26, and I'm just going to begin reading at verse 20. So the disciples did as Jesus directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When evening had come, he sat down with the 12. Now as they were eating, he said, "Assuredly I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were exceedingly sorrowful. And each of them began to say to him, "Lord, is it I?" He answered, "He who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, Rabbi, is it I? Jesus said to him, You have said it. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread. He blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples. And he said, Take, eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup, and he gave thanks. And he gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood, the new covenant, which is shed for the remission and forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of this vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus began his journey to that awful death upon the cross. Did Jesus have to die? Yes, he did.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, and he'll be back in just a moment to complete his message, Why Jesus Had to Die, in just a moment. But he insists I remind you that we're here for you. It's not just a presentation, it's a conversation. And one of the ways we do that is to pray for one another. If there's a way that we can pray for you, let us know. You can write to us, connect with us on our website, tewonline.org. There are opportunities to email, like emailing Dr. Don himself, don@tewonline.org. That's just don@tewonline.org. If you'd like to email Dr. Don, we would love to join with you in praying together. And Dr. Don will covenant to do that, to pray for you. And just let us know how we can be a part of encouraging you. That's our calling, is to encourage you. Many more resources as well online at tewonline.org. Here's Liz with all the details about what's going on online.
Do you know someone that could use some encouragement? We're here to help. Visit our online web store at tewonline.org. It's like having a Christian bookstore at your fingertips 24 hours a day. You will find sermon messages, books, and outreach cards. Let us take care of the shipping and help you send a word of hope today. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
It's a wonderful introduction to what's going on online at tewonline.org. The web store is just a part of it, though. There are a lot of resources that you'll find will encourage you every day. Again, like the Daily Encouraging Word email, you can sign up absolutely free. That's online at tewonline.org. Now let's dive back into today's message as we understand why Jesus had to die here on The Encouraging Word.
Did Jesus have to die? Yes, he did. Let's take a look at this. Seven reasons I'm going to share with you today. Hope you have your Bibles. Turn first of all with me to Mark's Gospel, chapter 14. Reason number one, Jesus had to die. Mark chapter 14, verse 35 and verse 36. Here it is. We find him in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Bible says Jesus went a little further and he fell on the ground and he prayed that if it were possible that the hour might pass from him. And Jesus cried out and said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Did Jesus have to die? Yes, he did. Number one, because it was God's will. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. It was God's will, my friends. You remember what the Bible tells us about ourselves? Jesus said this to you and me. If you want to follow me, Jesus said, you must deny yourself and take up the cross. Why take up the cross? Because that is the very point at which God the Son gave his life in full and complete obedience to the will of the Father. Isn't that amazing? He gave his life in full and complete obedience to the Father. That's why Jesus looks at you and me and says, if you want to follow me, you must deny yourself. Lay aside everything concerning your own self. And furthermore, you must take up the cross. You have to become amalgamated and fused into the very sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself willingly upon the cross, because God so loved the world. God loves you. He loves you that much that he willed that his own son would go to the cross. That's how much he loves you and he loves me. Did Jesus have to die? Yes. Look at Mark chapter 14 and verse 49. Mark chapter 14 and verse 49. This is what the Bible says. Jesus looked at his disciples right there in the garden. Remember, they'd just fallen asleep when he had prayed. Remember, this was the same place where God the Son cried out to the Father and said, please take this cup from me, the cup of my suffering. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And Judas betrayed him with a kiss for 30 pieces of miserable silver. And they came and they arrested him. The disciples didn't like that. They were a band of protectors. One of them even took a sword and cut off the ear of one of the soldiers. Jesus answered them. Jesus had something to say to them. They didn't want their Savior to be taken. They couldn't tolerate the manner with which these barbarians were treating their Lord and their Master. But Jesus had something to say to them. And this is what he said in verse 49. I was daily with you, my disciples, in the temple, teaching you, and you did not seize me. But I am being seized now in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Did Jesus have to die? Yes, because the Bible is true. Do you know the Bible, beginning in the prophets, foretells constantly? The prophet Isaiah, speaking under the inspiration of God, the Holy Spirit, reminded us constantly of the coming Messiah, the one who would set his people free. Everything in the Word of God points to the Lord Jesus Christ. This Word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Jesus had to die in order that the Bible could be fully and completely verified as absolute truth. Do you believe the Bible? Do you believe God's Word? You can believe God's Word. It's absolutely true. God's Word is true. Everything God's Word teaches us about God the Father is true. Everything God's Word teaches about Jesus the Son is true. Everything God's Word tells us about God the Holy Spirit is true. Everything God's Word tells us about eternal life is true. Everything God's Word says about the love of God in Christ Jesus is true. Everything the Bible says about forgiveness is true. Everything the Bible says about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the clouds to receive us unto himself is true. Everything God's Word tells us about the coming judgment is true. Everything that God says about life and death is true. Everything that God wants you to know is in this book. That's why Jesus died, and he looked at them that day, those who seized him and those who protected him, and said, I have to do this in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Why did Jesus have to die? Number three, let's go to John's Gospel, chapter 19. Turn with me in your Bibles to John's Gospel, chapter 19. I'm going to read to you verse 10 and verse 11. Here we find Jesus standing before Pontius Pilate. Just think about this. Jesus was standing before the government. He was standing here before the Supreme Court. He was standing here before that powerful lady, that powerful man. He was standing here in front of the world, the genius of the world, the science of the world. He was standing in front of the technology of the world, the means of the world, the ability of the world. And it was Pilate who said to him in verse 10, he said, "Oh, do you not know, Jesus, that you're speaking to me?" He was affronted. This man, Pilate, this man who carried governmental authority, the stamp, the seal, the approval of the Roman Empire. This man looked into the face of Jesus the Christ, who was standing there before him as a lamb led to the slaughter. "Do you not seem to understand, you Jesus, that you're speaking to me? Do you know who I am?" Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus answered, "You have no power at all against me unless it has been given to you from the Father above." Why did Jesus have to die? Number one, because it was God's will. Number two, because the Bible is true. Number three, because God is the judge. It's God. It's not man. Look to God. He's the determiner. He's the originator. He's the giver. He's the inspirer. He's the adjudicator. He's the intercessor. He's our lover. He's the one who's full of grace and mercy. It's because of him. He's the judge of the living and the dead. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Did Jesus have to die? Yes, because God is the judge. But look at verse 17. Jesus had to die because no one else could pay the price. Verse 17 of John chapter 19, the Bible says, having been sentenced accordingly, verse 17, and Jesus bearing his cross. Here's what the Bible says, my friend. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Unique, one of a kind. Jesus had to die. Nobody else could pay that price. Nobody could take his place. Not the right sacrifice, not the right offering, not church membership, not the cloth we wear, not all the seminary training, not all the trophies in our cabinets, not all the decisions we make, not all the journeys we take. Only Jesus. The only one who could pay the price. You and I could go and live under quarantine in a cave for the rest of our life, and not because of a virus, but in order to try and pay the price for somebody else's sin. We can never do that, because only Jesus Christ can do that, and he did that by going to the cross. Did Jesus have to die? Oh yes, because all people need forgiveness. Let's go to Luke's gospel very quickly with me. Luke's gospel, chapter 23. Right near the end of Luke's gospel, we're going to be in Luke and chapter 23. The Bible says in verse 34, then Jesus said upon the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." Do you know that the Bible says in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 that all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God? We've missed the mark because of the sin of Adam. We're all lost. We're dead in our trespasses and sins. Jesus died, and when he went to the cross as the Lamb of God, he had to die. Jesus had to give his life. Why did he have to give his life? Because it is through the shedding of blood that we have forgiveness of sin. That's why he shed his blood. He had to give his blood. The life of Christ, the very life of God, was given in order that you and I might have life. Did Jesus have to die? Oh, yes, my friend, because we all need forgiveness. This morning, in a vast, empty auditorium with no human beings here, no friends here, I walked in and found myself kneeling in the presence of the Lord. And I found myself saying, Lord, right up front, please forgive me. What right do I have to stand in this beautiful pulpit, in this place? What right do I have to be the preacher on the Encouraging Word broadcast across the nation? What right do I have to speak live streaming and be on Facebook? What right do I have to say anything because I'm a sinner? I need your forgiveness. The Bible says, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Did Jesus have to die? Oh, yes, sir. Jesus died in order to forgive me under my salvation. He had to die for me as a believer in order to forgive me unto the joy of my salvation. Did Jesus have to die? Oh, yes. Here's my sixth point. Because Jesus is the only way to God. Look at chapter 23 of the book of Luke and verse 44. Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, He said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, He breathed His last. Why did Jesus die? Number six, because He is the only way to God. Do you know what happened when Jesus died on that dark day, on that hill called Calvary, right there at the temple? There was a temple. And in that temple, there was a big curtain that separated the people from the presence of God. And according to the Old Testament, only the high priest could go into the presence of God. Remember Moses? He was the only one who could go up Sinai and meet with God and then come down from the mountain to meet with the people with a message from God. Why did Jesus die? Jesus died so that the curtain would be torn from top to bottom. No man could do that. And when the curtain was torn, the veil was lifted. The way was made possible for all people, ordinary people, no-name people, recovering alcoholic people, desperate people, people who are in fear, people who are looking for meaning, people who don't know where to go, people who have everything, people who have nothing, because we're all sinners. God made the way for all of us to be able to have full and complete access right there into the very heart of God. We are now justified by faith in and through the Lord Jesus Christ, because God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world to Himself. Did Jesus have to die? Oh, yes. He had to die because Jesus is the only way. One more. Did Jesus have to die? Oh, yes, indeed. Because Jesus' death is the very proof of the message which we preach. The very proof of the message which we preach. You know, when Jesus appeared on the road to Emmaus after He had risen from the dead in Luke chapter 24 and verse 46. This is what Jesus said after He came back from the dead. Verse 46. Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for Jesus Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, in order that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name to all nations, everywhere, all people. And you're hearing it right now. Jesus said, repent and be converted. in order that your sins may be taken out. No wonder Jesus took them into that upper room. And he said, I want you to remember my death until I come again. I invite each one of you to participate with me as Jesus demands of each one of us. I want you to take the bread. Go ahead, take the bread. Do it right now. Get up from your seat. Serve your family.
Take it yourself.
Jesus took the bread and he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together, my friends, the body of Christ, proclaiming Jesus' death. He had to die until he comes again. And Father, as we eat this bread, we give you thanks for your body, which was broken for us. You took your disciples into the upper room, and you showed them what we too must do. And then after supper, he took the cup. Jesus said, take the cup, because this cup is the new covenant. This is my blood. I had to shed my blood. Why did Jesus have to shed his blood? Why did he have to go to the cross? Because it's God's will. Because the Bible is true. Because only God is the judge. Because no one else could pay the price. Because all people need forgiveness. Because Jesus is the only way to God. And because the gospel message which we preach is validated. It's proven true. Jesus said, take and drink. And every time you drink, you remember my death until I come again. Let's drink together. Bless you, my dear friends. As we close our worship today, I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I invite you to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today.
Will you? Will you give your life to Jesus today? You can do it as simply as just opening honestly to him in a simple prayer. You can even repeat right after me, Lord God, sinned and my sin separates me from you. I'm going the wrong direction, so I turn my back on my sin and I ask you to save me. I believe you, Jesus, are the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins and I accept you as my Savior. Show me how to live. In Jesus' name I pray. You know, Dr. Don reminds us that there's no prayer that can save you, but in your heart, you are giving your life to Jesus. He'll change your life forever. We have wonderful resources we'd love to put in your hands. Call us right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or if you'd rather meet us online, tewonline.org is the place. That's tewonline.org. We'd love to put those resources in your hands as we help each other grow to be encouragers in the Lord Jesus Christ.